Okay, both in bow ties. So look, I don't know why this was having such a hard time connecting and going live. But anyway, let's get on into it. So I just want to say that, you know, we need each other, men and women. I don't know if you guys know this, but we need each other. We need each other to procreate. We have a different set of gifts. And, you know, what made me think about doing this video was, I actually had not planned on doing a video today. But, you know, because I am a fan of TikTok, right? You know, I talk about cleaning my timeline, right? And, you know, I like to look at videos. Right now, I'm on a different timeline. Somehow, I ended up on ballet, TikTok. Very interesting. You know, I've ended up on how all the dance teams had their competition this weekend. So you had last weekend or whatever. So you had Minnesota and Ohio State, LSU, all the different dance teams and their incredible routines. I ended up on that TikTok. Of course, I'm on the Lions, like the animals of the wild, like that type of TikTok, right? And the cat family, like bulldogs and cats, right? So like the cat videos, the lion videos, I'm on that TikTok. I'm on the rushing TikTok. You know, you got like SMU rushing in Indiana and Baylor. So you see these women with like incredible amounts of money displayed in their clothes and jewelry. I'm not here to judge on the waist and how wealthy and how, that's not for that. I'm just here for like, just to see what they're wearing. So I'm on various, you know, different timelines, right? And it was refreshing because I wasn't getting the I hate men, I hate women videos until today. And it, of course, it surfaces back into my timeline. And so all I can think, all I can think about is the fact that what is it about our community? Now, let me just say this. Let me caveat this. I'm primarily focused on the Black community. So, in this instance, it doesn't mean that this isn't happening in other communities, but I'm focused on my community. So, but I'm like, what is it about our community where we continue to get on these apps and air our displeasure about each other so much? We air all our dirty laundry, all of our issues. Maybe that is what makes us unique, is we just don't care. We're like, we're just going to get it all out. But we get out here on these apps and we want to talk about how much we can't stand each other and how men suck, women suck, all this other stuff. And I'm just kind of like, the people who talk about this the most are some of the most unhappiest people. They are. They're very unhappy people. Because to hyper-focus on why you don't like someone else versus hyper-focusing on how do I make myself a better person? How can I make the people around me better? See, what a lot of these people are doing, they're getting out here on this app and they're extinguishing the fire of other people in order to light their own. Not that extinguishing a fire lights yours, but it does make yours seemingly seem brighter. Now, I'm just going to say this. It's not that I don't think that we all have issues in our community because we're so messed up. We need healing. We're angry. We're a lot of things, right? But to get out on these apps and to hyper-focus on this stupid gender war, it's a mess. And the way I look at it is, if you're tired, be tired. I get that. If you want to take a break from dating, then you take that break, right? And I'm not saying that we can't call out shenanigans, but many of these people are profiting off of stirring up just these negative emotions. And I just want to be clear, it's not that I don't think some of it is true on both sides, but then we get these people who go to the extremes. I'm just kind of like, I am over listening to people talk about the gender war stuff over and over and over again. I'm like, what is the upside? What do you want? Now, let me just say this. I'm going to speak, and I want to be clear. I am completely biased because I'm a Black woman. My name is the Black Opinionated Woman. And I am going to give my opinion. And it's going to be biased. Where I'm going with this is because most of the content and the podcasts and stuff out there are from men, that dominates much of, you know, I guess the timelines of thinking. I mean, you can curate your timeline, but you got to constantly curate it because I do believe, you know, the tube that's red or TikTok thinks that, you know, all Black people want to hear this kind of content, which is hair, gender war stuff, etc. I like to see other things, travel videos and stuff like that. But it all comes back to somehow they want to continue to like recommend these ignorant videos. So it's not that I don't ever pay attention to it, but I'm tired of paying attention to it. You know what I mean? So I'm at the point now where I scroll past. You know, I'm a feast or famine kind of person anyway. So a lot of times I will unsubscribe from somebody because I don't want to hear from it for a while. And maybe resubscribe when I've had a break, you know. But where I was going was with being biased was that there are too many men out here with these ridiculous podcasts. And what they do is I think they're going to be women. They are jealous of women. I think they want to be women. They get on these podcasts and all they do is talk about women. That lets me know they want to either be a woman, they want a woman, and they know they can't do their job without women because women are constantly part of their content. That's what it is. And so I'm at the point where I'm like, women are running rent-free through their minds. Rent-free. And they know that if they create content that stirs up the masses, like, it will constantly get these views. And all it does just creates this feelings of discontent within the community. We've got groups of people who just don't even like each other. Didn't Tupac say we're going to have a race of babies that hate the ladies that have the babies? Didn't we have that in the song? I just feel like we've got to stop. And I really wish people would get off of some of these podcasts. Like, and now people sit there on these stupid panels and sit there and talk about it all the time. I'm like, ugh, swipe. It's the same thing over and over and over again. A bunch of men don't like OnlyFans women. But I'm like, that's what you want, though, because that's all you focus on. There's a whole group of women out here who are not on OnlyFans. I have never even gone to the OnlyFans site. I was, like, so ridiculously out of touch. Like, I know now that, like, OnlyFans is almost synonymous with, I would just say, making videos of a sexual nature. I thought OnlyFans was supposed to be like a place where you can display, like, behind the paywall, like maybe some of your craft. Well, I guess that is a craft. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, whatever, like skits or I don't know. But I'm like, you got these men who are obsessed with like OnlyFans women. And I'm like, why are you talking about these people? They will continue to be popular because you guys make them popular. You've got women out here thinking that men are just the antichrist. Well, a lot of them are behaving a certain way because women allow them to behave a certain way. If women at the grassroots level would stop doing certain things, right? I'm not saying it's their fault that men are misbehaving, but they also, I just feel like women enable some of it. Well, I guess I am saying it's their fault, right? Well, where I'm going with this is, because I don't think women should be blamed for men's bad behavior. But what I will say is, you know, everyone's making these mistakes. If we start, like, tightening up how we want to behave, how we want to show up in this world, I think what happens is people over time, they change their actions. If all the women decided to just stop engaging in certain types of bad behaviors, the men won't have anyone to do it with. Now, I know that's a pipe dream, but what I'm saying is when you reduce the access, when you reduce those numbers to whatever, and you don't put up with things, men will change too. You can show people better than you can tell people, but getting out here on these ignorant little podcasts and talking about it, I don't see where the upside is. I don't know what people are trying to prove at this point. I don't know what is the end goal. What is the real end goal? To get a whole bunch of dudes who sound really stupid getting on these dumb podcasts or sitting, they have these little panels, like they sound so dumb. And they think that they are eating, like they think that they are so smart. The responses are stupid. The questions are like stupid. They all look stupid. It's just so stupid. We're not talking about real things. We should be talking about things like, how do we want to bounce to the other side in this jacked up economy? How do we increase our foothold, you know, our footprint on land? How do we increase the opportunities for our children to be educated? How do we increase our financial education? When are we going to start telling our people that they need to have trust? You can have a will and a trust. When are we going to have these conversations at Agnosia? And not just like a one-off, like Financial Tuesday at 11 to 11:03 a.m. Like, no, when are we going to have these conversations? When are we going to start saying, let's over-sexualizing ourselves? Let's stop doing that in our music. When are we going to have these conversations on, you know, why we need more doctors? When are we going to have more conversations on why it's important for us to travel around this world? The kinds of things that maybe we should accumulate. If you're going to accumulate anything, maybe we should start accumulating more metal, more precious gems and metals. I'm just talking off the top of my head. How do we solve the inner city crisis? I am guilty of throwing my hands up because it's exhausting. It is exhausting. But we would rather get on these stupid panels and talk about, well, what if she's a gold digger? Okay, somebody's a gold digger. Well, now what? What do you want? What do you want? She can't get gold that you don't even have anyway, because most of you are legitimately broke. And women should be looking to choose men of means. They absolutely should, because they bear the risk of having, once they have, they become pregnant. Why would you not want someone of means? Like, these conversations are so dumb. She just wants me for my money. That's one of the reasons why women want you. They want a provider. They want somebody who's going to give them the best way of life. Shut up. It's like the dumbest conversation. There's more men talking about how to find a woman to be a wife, and they're not trying to teach them how to be a husband. They don't teach them any of that stuff. I don't know. I feel like we need each other. Everybody needs somebody. And the more I talk, hear people talking about how they don't like somebody, how they're just, they don't want to deal with men. I'm like, you want somebody too. And it's okay to say, you know what? I really would love a companion, a friend. We can't even get honest and we can't be vulnerable. Now, I'm not talking about get out here. I'm not talking about that where you're like snotting and crying, but why can't we be vulnerable? So, you know what? I'm just in this place. Now, I know in order to be vulnerable, you open yourself up to like ignorant people saying, see, this is the reason why I told you to hit the wall, all that stupid stuff. You got to let the stupid be stupid. Some people just can't be seen. You got to let the stupid people be stupid. There's a lot of them out there. They all have podcasts, except for me. You should pay attention to mine. Subscribe and like my video. Because I'm perfect in every way. Where I'm going with this is, we need each other. We need each other. We bring different things to the table. We need each other to procreate. We need each other. Yeah, I'm so tired. My apologies. Anyway, I just wanted to just get that off my chest because, like I said, I had not planned on doing a video And I was enjoying, you know, I set several alarms when I get up in the morning because I'm dysfunctional. So when I get up, I don't necessarily want to move right away. So I'll check my email or whatever, right? And then maybe watch a couple of videos on TikTok. I enjoy TikTok. I don't care if the Chinese are monitoring me. I don't care if they have my information. They have it anyway. So I just want to watch some of these little lying videos. I am in love. Look, I'm invested in Cali. For those of you who need to go on out there and just look up Cali the Lioness or something like that. I love her story. It's like a whole soap opera. I think they need to make these into like television shows instead of like documentaries, right? I'm invested in Cali and her cubs. Justice for Cali. Just so you know, Cali was out there. She was in a pride, but then she went whoring, right? She went hoeing and she had these like cubs by another dude. And so her tribe, her pride got mad at her. It was like, oh no, they kicked her out. It was like a whole big thing. So, but I like Cali. Cali the Lioness with her cubs and her sister. That whole story is fascinating. Go look it up. But anyway, the cat, let me tell you, all the cat videos. So when you go from cleaning your timeline, you know, I'm on North Sea TikTok, those stupid, you know, for those of you who know, you know. You know what I'm talking about, the most scary ones. I'm trying to get off of that, by the way. There's so many different timelines that are or my palette. Well, it's For You page, I think is what they call it. To clean my timeline of the toxic gender war stuff, it was great until it resurfaced. I mean, there's a woman out there right now trying to convince women over 40 to not get married because you're going to be nothing more than a hospice wife. Although it was kind of funny. But not everybody's going to be a hospice wife. All I'm saying is cleanse your timeline. We need each other. We have to stop with the toxic content. All we're doing is creating this negative movement. I guarantee you, if we started creating different content, if we created different content, we would create a different movement. I think we would start treating each other nicely. The words that would come out of our mouth, I think the way we behave, there would be a sense of pride. Instead, we're just creating this messed up, toxic content that now it's like people get on these podcasts. And if you think I'm joking, now you can do it. You can look it up yourself. There are more men out here in social media than women. And they are out here creating all these stupid podcasts saying the same thing. It's so embarrassing that we get out there. This is it's like the zeitgeist of the times, right? It's literally embarrassing. And it's like they're going to look back on that. I'm telling you, they're going to be like, I cannot believe I was out there on somebody's internet talking like this. It is embarrassing. They don't even have enough sense to, it's like, I wish I could take them outside of their bodies and let them observe themselves, like, outside of this timeline and another, like, just different time. And they can, I can't even get the words out. It is so embarrassing. It's like, you see it, and I just suffer secondhand embarrassment for these people on these ridiculous podcasts. All right, so now that I've got that all off my chest, and I know I should have gone around and I could have been at my exit by now, but since I'm yammering here, I figured I'd just ride this slow lane here, doing 57 miles per hour. I'm getting ready to get off anyway. Look, you guys know what you need to do. Go ahead, like this video. Because, look, the significance of liking a video is, or making a comment or interacting, is this actually lets the algorithm know, like, oh, people like this. She wants to be heard. People want to hear from her. This is interesting to some people. You need to do it. Forward it to your aunties or whatever. But if you like it, and if you haven't subscribed, you should subscribe, because I'm amazing. But by doing that, it actually triggers the algorithm. If you don't, it's okay, too, because I'm still going to get out here and make my videos when I want to anyway, because that's just how I am. It's not going to change anything. Not for me, but if you do so, it actually will get it out to more people. But I'm still going to get out here and just give my opinion on stuff that I'm going to give my opinion on, because that's just how I am. Right? I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are on some of the other videos that I've had. I mean, it's like, I'll get people comments sometimes, but I think people are just more interested in my shorts, and I don't make enough shorts. And I know they say you should put it on a separate channel, but I don't want to. I don't care. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm good either way. All right. I think that's it. Have a good one.